This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Jack Pridham. From December 4th through the 10th, U.S. Navy sailors and U.S. Marine Corps Marines reunited with the Royal Malaysian Navy in Lumut to execute Cooperation Afloat Readiness and Training, or CARAT, Malaysia 2025. At the week-long exercise, members participated in subject matter expert exchanges, community relations events, and a sports day to boost camaraderie ashore. Over 3 days at sea, the Independence Variant Littoral Combat Ship USS Cincinnati and Royal Malaysian Navy Liqueu-class guided missile frigate KD Liqueu sailed in formation and conducted numerous drills within the Strait of Malacca. This year marks the 31st iteration of CARAT. The U.S.-Malaysia partnership is built on decades of rich history with close collaboration between the two nations. CARAT Malaysia is designed to promote regional security cooperation, strengthen partnerships, and enhance maritime interoperability towards a shared goal of a free and open Indo-Pacific. From December 9th through the 10th, the Armed Forces of the Philippines and the U.S. Navy conducted a bilateral maritime cooperative activity within the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. Participating units included U.S. Navy Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Rafael Peralta, P-8A Poseidon Maritime Patrol and Reconnaissance Aircraft assigned to Patrol Squadron 45, Philippine Air Force FA-50 light combat aircrafts and A-29B light attack aircrafts, and Philippine Navy Jose Rizal-class guided missile frigate BRP Jose Rizal. The U.S., along with our allies and partners, upholds the right to freedom of navigation and overflight and other lawful uses of the sea and international airspace, as well as respect to maritime rights under international law. This has been your Eagle Radio News. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.